Only three rookies outrushed Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt last season, and all three were drafted inside the top 40 picks. He was drafted 245th, and now the market pays pick 123 for the encore. The question isn't whether the yards were real, it's what currency the points came in. This season, all 17 games, 175 carries for 805 yards, 4.6 a carry, and 8 rushing touchdowns on a 5-12 Washington team. 9 catches all year, 8.0 half PPR points a game, 38th among backs who played half the season, 31st in total points. The club's own June retrospective notes the workload arrived early, the carries became his when Austin Eckler's Achilles gave out in September, and he kept the job the rest of the way. Among his rookie class, only Ashton Jeanty, Trevion Henderson, and Quinshon Judkins gained more on the ground. There is no arc yet, one season, and a 7th round draft slot that says the league needed convincing once already. The pattern read requires precision, so here it is. Our running back touchdown fade cohort, the one that gives back 3.1 points a game the next season, N of 72, replicated in both halves of the decade, conditions on top 36 per game production. His touchdown share, 0.34, is comfortably over that cohort's line. His production, 42nd by rate, is just outside the door. So the fade does not fire, and we won't round him into it. What we'll say instead is arithmetic. Touchdowns were roughly a third of his fantasy value. Touchdown rate is the least repeatable stat we track, and 9 catches means half PPR pays him almost nothing for the plays between the scores. In the year 2 running back leap, we tested a year 2 pattern. It didn't replicate. It's on our public kill list. Nobody gets it, including him.
Muffed!
The situation is a team talking itself into him. Carefully. The club site's June feature says Washington is pushing him toward an every down role. His coach's phrase for the offseason was that he's, quote, hungry for it. While Dan Quinn also told reporters he doesn't know yet whether this backfield has a main guy. Both halves of that sentence matter. The receiving work is the audition. Quinn named the passing game and the return game as the two things to elevate around him. Washington signed Rajhad White in March as the veteran passing down complement, re-signed Jeremy McNichols, added Jerome Ford, and drafted Catron Allen in the 6th round, per the team site and beat coverage. David Blah, promoted in January, a first-time play caller, runs the offense. Eckler, medically cleared this spring, remains unsigned.
The price, RB41 at pick 123 for the 38th back by rate and 31st by total. The market is paying him almost exactly his scoreboard, maybe a click under. Our verdict, no call. The price is fair, and we'll say the quiet part of fair out loud. His points were built from the least repeatable material a back can use, and the club just stocked the room with pass catchers. The caveat runs the other way too. If the every down push is real and the catches come, the touchdown dependence dissolves, and RB41 was cheap for a 17 game starter.
Watch his targets in the preseason. Anything past a courtesy screen is news, and who takes the 2-minute snaps? Because that package is the one Quinn said he has to win. A back who adds 3 catches a game to this profile changes tiers. A back who doesn't is renting his touchdown rate. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster. Every player, every week, all season.